Welcome, and thank you for standing by. All participants are in a listen-only mode for today's conference call. As a reminder, to ask a question over the phone today, please press star one. Please unmute your phone and record your name clearly when prompted. To withdraw your request, you may press star two. Today's conference call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I will turn the meeting over. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone, from our ICANN community. My name is David Olive, Vice President of Policy Development Support. I'll serve as moderator. You heard that to ask a question, please press star one. The program will be as follows. We'll have opening remarks by the Chairman of the Board, Steve Crocker, followed by remarks by Fadi Shahadi, CEO and President of ICANN, and then questions and answers. The total time for this call will be 1 hour. Again, we thank you for your participation on such short notice, and I now turn the floor over to the Chairman of the Board, Steve Crocker. Steve, please.
Thank you, David, and thank you, everyone, for joining us, particularly on such short notice. Yesterday was a historic announcement from NTIA. There's been a long path leading up to that, and what must be said very quickly is a long path that follows from here. This is a very important point, but it is not the end. It's, to borrow Winston Churchill's words, it's the end of the beginning. Fadi will go into considerably more detail, but I want to say this is a very good day. We will have a period of open discussion that follows not just today, but continuing, in which issues and principles are put on the table, and then successive after that will be discussion about possible mechanisms and arrangements and solutions, leading eventually to a workable arrangement having the community and the involvement of the community going forward. I think this is one of the landmark times in the 15, 16 years of existence of ICANN, and it's been a real privilege to be involved at this point. Let me turn things over to Fadi.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, everyone, wherever you are. Thank you for joining us today on such very short notice. I don't think we can use enough big words to describe the importance of this event. And I think the celebration is warranted because, as I said yesterday, the NTIA announcement is a triumph for the multi-stakeholder community, is a triumph for the ICANN community, is a triumph for every staff member, every board member, every community member, every volunteer who for the last 15 years made ICANN what it is today. We are here today because it is indeed the culmination of everyone's work that led NTIA to make a decision at this point that the ICANN community, the internet community, our sister organizations in the technical organization space, the IETF, the IAB, ISOC, the RIRs, we are all ready to carry this important responsibility without the ongoing stewardship of one government, but rather the accountability that we have built into our systems, into our processes, to the whole world. This is a moment to celebrate. Unfortunately, though, like big moments of celebration, we have to very quickly, as a community, move into the responsibility that this entails. And the decision by the NTIA indeed puts us now in an important light, in a light that the entire world is watching. Those who want the Internet to be governed by all stakeholders and those who want the Internet to be governed by a few. Everyone is watching us, we, the community. How are we going to respond to a decision by the government that has stewarded with great distinction, I will say, with great distinction, has stewarded our efforts and has assured the world for years with confidence that we are performing the functions that are so vital to the functioning of the Internet. But now that one government is graciously passing the baton to the planet, and they've asked ICANN to convene, guide, and engage everyone, everyone, not just those within the ICANN structures, but everyone, especially those who have not felt part of this, especially those who have felt marginalized in this process. Everyone is going to be sought to come into this process and participate in changing this guard from the one that has led us to this point to a broader community that I think is amply ready for this day. It therefore rests on us to ensure that this transition, this incredible responsibility that has been placed on us, is met with an equal level of calm, of maturity, of responsibility, and humility, because it is not, as some people might insinuate, an effort for ICANN to gain strength, to expand its scope, none of the above. It is about ICANN showing the world what multi-stakeholder, what the multi-stakeholder spirit is. In talking to Steve Crocker, in talking to Vint Cerf, in talking to the people who were in the 60s thinking about all of this, enabling us to be here today, they describe some very simple but yet powerful principles that made them design the Internet the way it is. This incredible, most open, most democratizing resource that's ever been invented by man. And now, we need to use these same principles, these principles of openness, of inclusivity, to bring the world and show them who ICANN is and what ICANN can do. I want to also say that this is not just about ICANN. In the last few weeks, I've been very engaged with the leaders of the other technical Internet organizations. And I must tell you, there is an enormous well of real partnership, a spirit of working together, a spirit of strength, of confidence, a spirit of understanding that we have fulfilled our roles and that our roles, whether it's in policy making or specification development at the IETF and the RIRs, or it is a role of implementation as we do at ICANN for these registries, these roles remain unchanged. Be clear about that. And we have issued on the same day as NTIA, a powerful common statement confirming that we are committing to each other to continue in our roles and to continue doing what we should be doing. What is changing is that the U.S. government contract that provided that confidence to the world is now going to be replaced by a confidence generated through proper review mechanisms across our community. Some of these already exist. The way we perform our duties in implementing the protocol parameter registry, for example, for the IETF community, it works well. They review us. I attend these reviews. Our team attends these reviews. And they ensure that we are faithful and performing in implementing the protocol parameters at the service of the community. So some of these are there. Can they be strengthened? Can be enhanced? Of course. And this is the effort we're starting. It's very, very important that you appreciate that the roles that we have that our fellow technical organizations have will remain unchanged. What will change is the strengthening of the mechanisms to ensure global accountability. The other thing that will obviously change is that we will enlarge the tent of people that are in these review mechanisms and ensure that no one in the world can claim that we are performing these functions at the benefit of one group versus the other, or under the control of one party versus the other. We need to make sure that all who wish to participate in this process, all who wish to have a place at the table in the accountability of ICANN and the organizations within our ecosystem, are able to participate as equal partners, governments, private sector, civil society, everyone. Finally, on a personal note, I want to assure you that yesterday's announcements are not the work of one person, are not the work of even one moment in time. I must assure you that we had to pull many people within ICANN, outside of ICANN, people who have been at ICANN. The wisdom and the work of people over 15 years is truly the generator of this point in time, period. So let's not dwell on who and what. Let us show the world who we are and continue this journey together in the days and weeks ahead. Everyone will be watching how we will behave, how we will take this responsibility. And so I wanted this call this morning more than anything to ensure that all of us appreciate the gravitas of this moment, the gravitas of our actions in the days and weeks ahead. We need to be ready, and that's why I'm delighted this happened before Singapore, because that gives us a chance right there in a few days to take hold of this new responsibility along with our fellow internet organizations who will all be there with their leadership, so that we can show the world that there is absolutely no vacuum here, that we are confident, we know what to do, and we will show the world how this new state of things will actually deliver what the world needs for a fair, open internet governance of our activities. I will finish with a few practical things. First of all, some of you are saying, you know, why were we not briefed ahead of time? How come we didn't know? You should know that this was not entirely in our hands. The activities that led to this announcement by the U.S. government were completely, you know, in their hands. And in fact, we were surprised by the timing. We didn't expect this to happen yesterday. Now, we had prepared for this day over the last few weeks because there were indications, and so we were preparing ourselves. And luckily, we were somewhat prepared for the announcement. I actually personally did not know that announcement will happen until an hour and a half before it happened. So we had planned, for example, tomorrow there's other calls with the community. All of these things had been planned to pre-brief our community prior to the announcement, but of course the announcement happened without, frankly, you know, not entirely in our control. So I hope you appreciate that this is how this came down. Also, another practical note for you, we are going to change some things on the first day of the meeting in Singapore on Monday, in order to start immediately the process of responding to the U.S. government's call in their press release that ICANN convene the community and start building a process. We do not have a preset process. Even the process of replacing the role of the United States as the steward of our IANA functions the mechanisms, the accountability mechanisms that will replace that, these, the process of doing these will be bottom-up, will be multi-stakeholder. So we just put a framework of times and so on and so forth, but the decisions on that are ours as a community, and we're inviting every one of us to be there, in person or remotely, to participate in shaping the accountability the process by which we will define these accountability mechanisms moving forward. So I look forward to see you all. And I think at this point I will ask you, David, to open the floor. I'm sure many people have questions, and I'm happy to answer them along with Steve Crocker, who's with me here on the line. Thank you.
Thank you, Fadi. Thank you, Steve. Again, if you want to ask a question, press star 1 and a list will be created. Operator, would you please start calling those people who are on the list?
Thank you. One moment.
Change.
And our first question comes from Mr. Rick Lamb. Sir, your line is open.
Hello. Hi. Congratulations, gentlemen. This is truly a wonderful day. My question is part of the machinery that's in place. Do you know anything about the root zone manager function currently performed by VeriSign? Was that discussed at all, or is that part of the long road that lies ahead of us? Thank you, I'll go back on mute.
The U.S. government's announcement is clear that they plan to end their involvement as both the contract in both the functions of the IANA that are defined in the contract, as well as their role as the administrator of the root zone process. And therefore, yes, that whole regime is going to change in a way. No decisions have been made on how we go from here. But ICANN, as is clear, has been asked to lead that discussion and to convene the parties to start that. I have been in touch with Jim Bidzos as VeriSign in the last 24 hours several times, and I must say I'm frankly deeply impressed by Jim's involvement on this and how he is helping us navigate this. We are both equally committed, without a question, to the security stability of the root zone and to continuing to work together to find the right way forward. And I have no doubt that VeriSign, who for decades has, as a community service, performed that role, will continue doing it with distinction. And I want to also emphasize, just so we're clear, that nothing that was announced yesterday has anything to do with the .com agreement between us and VeriSign. So this is that agreement and the functioning of that agreement and the service it brings to the world is untouched by what occurred yesterday.
Good
this is, I'm sure, clear to most of us in this community, maybe not to others, but I wanted to clarify it. So up for discussion is the short answer. We are not going to do anything quick. We have no need to. It is working. It's worked for a long time. We will continue working with that system, but we need to rejig the relationships in order to make that work well. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question, operator.
Yes, our next question comes from Ko Kai Kawakashi. This is your line is open.
Maybe they're on mute.
Operator, could we unmute that line or go to the next question and put him back in the queue?
And next we have Ava Lipovich. So your line is open.
Hi, Fadi. This is Evan calling from Washington. I wanted to ask you what effect this has on the NetMundial meeting. I've been reading some of the submissions, and it seems like although there's been hundreds of written submissions already, it seems like nearly half of them are going to be made redundant by yesterday's announcement. Could you tell me how the agenda of the Brazil meeting is going to change, and how you expect that now to fit into the evolution of how this is going to play out? Thanks.
Thank you, Evan. Thank you very much for your question. This is an important point, and I'm glad you bring it up. This announcement is going to, in fact, affirm the original agenda of the Net Mundial meeting. The Net Mundial meeting was never about ICANN or IANA. It was about charting forward beyond ICANN and IANA, and much bigger than ICANN and IANA, a framework for internet cooperation and governance that is rooted in the principles we all believe in. Now, because the ICANN and IANA functions are very visible to the world and have been in many ways central to the functioning of some of the technical layers of the internet, a lot of the submissions, in fact, a little close to 62% of the submissions out of the 189 submissions to Net Mundial are going to be rendered somewhat, in a way, not irrelevant, extremely relevant, but answered. So we can move the agenda back to where it needs to be, which is what do we do about internet governance beyond ICANN and IANA. And I hope this will happen. I trust with your help and the help of our great community, we will shift back into where we need to be and make sure Net Mundial ends up being an important place where we show that as a global community, we need to start shaping how internet governance works way beyond the names and numbers and the things we do in ICANN. So I hope this helps, Evan, clarify where we go from here.
Thanks, Freddie. Thank
you. Next question, please.
Mr. Oliver Kleppen-Leban, your line is open.
Thank you very much. It's Olivier Kleppen-Leban speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes,
yes indeed.
Hello, Olivier.
Fantastic. Thank you. Hi. So just less than a month ago, there was an announcement and the board voted for the creation of the President's Globalization Advisory Groups. And I gather, was probably going to be explained over at the meeting, the forthcoming meeting in Singapore. But I wanted to find out how these globalization advisory groups are now going to, what is their place, effectively, with the announcement that we've had today, and how is that all going to fit together?
That's a very good question, Olivier. Again, we clearly did not anticipate some of these events. Having said that, let's discuss as a community in Singapore how all of this should work. I think the five tracks of the advisory groups were designed so that we can, frankly, start a community dialogue on these five tracks. And that dialogue needs to happen. It is not a dialogue that needs to happen in a vacuum. Frankly, between you and me, of course, between you and me here is a few hundred people on the phone. I hoped we didn't call these the president's advisory groups. These are really community advisory groups, and the board has been gracious to support me in starting to engage with the community to have a dialogue. That's what they're intended to be. They're very, very much so, and I assure you of that. Now, how do we practically go from here? One of these five advisory teams or groups was about IANA globalization. So I look to these board members to help the community and me and all of us advance what just occurred and make this part of their roadmap to bring back some ideas. And remember, these advisory groups were very temporary. They should have engaged with the community from here to London, and then they would go away. And we will do that mostly starting here in Singapore. Now, the other four deal with four other related subjects on our globalization, and these four will also engage with the community. I think there will be some time on Monday also assigned to these, for these groups to engage with the community on these four other important tracks for the globalization of ICANN. All of them relevant, and I want to assure you again, everyone, not just Olivier, who I know appreciates that, that these are not groups that will own any recommendations or any decision power. These are just facilitation teams made up from our board members, and they are designed so that we can reach out into the community and engage everyone in these dialogues and stimulate the discussion. The big event yesterday just makes one of these particular advisory groups busier than others in the next few days, but that does not lessen from the importance of looking at the other four areas as well. Thank you, Olivier.
Let me chime in a little bit and emphasize a point that you've made, Fadi. The term globalization is applied in multiple contexts, and in particular, there's IANA globalization and there's ICANN globalization. Yesterday's announcement is very much focused on IANA globalization. The five advisory groups cover a mix of the IANA globalization, that's one of them, and other aspects that are focused on the broader topic of ICANN globalization. And those, of course, still need to proceed, and the IANA globalization, of course, needs to proceed, but now it proceeds in light of yesterday's announcement. And then to emphasize the other point that you've made, Fadi, these groups, although they're composed of board members, are not decision-making. They are intended to facilitate communication and gather ideas and facilitate two-way discussions. So that it's not a change at all to our bottoms-up multi-stakeholder approach.
Thank you very much. I'd just like to remind all participants that if you'd like to ask a question, press star 1 to get in the queue. Operator, would you ask the next person for questions?
Yes, sir. Next we have Mr. Kurt Pritz. So your line is open.
Hi, Fadi and Steve. I hope you're both well. Good. I have a comment more than a question on behalf of the Domain Name Association, but I'd welcome a response. The Domain Name Association, you know, welcomes the deliberate, thoughtful process you've described, Fadi, inclusive of all stakeholders' views to determine the future of IANA. As our members are some of the most widely recognized customers of IANA, we'll be playing an active role in the process moving forward. The U.S. government performs admirably in this role, and it's important that any new oversight mechanism performs as reliably and consistently, and in a manner that prevents the Internet from onerous regulations or content controls. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Kurt. It's great to hear from you, and it frankly is great to hear that your great membership is ready and engaged and appreciate the importance of your participation. And certainly with you being there, Kurt, I have no doubt there's clear understanding of what this means and how you need to help them navigate to ensure that we don't end up with anything onerous here. Some, as I said, some of these mechanisms are already in place, and they're working fine. Do they need strengthening? Fine. Do they need more inclusive participation? Fine. We will make sure all of this happens together. So please, please, indeed, participate, engage, and be here. And you know that you will be an equal partner like everyone in this process. Thank you, Kurt.
Thank you very much. The next question, please.
Next, we have Mr. Zerlim Cade. So your line is open.
I think that must be Marilyn Cade.
Hello, Marilyn.
I should probably introduce myself by saying my name is Marilyn Cade, not Zerlim Cade, but perhaps we could improve on who I am by changing my name. greetings to all. I got in queue to make a comment and to make a request of all of you. It surprised me to read in the announcement about this meeting that there was always an intention to make an announcement. It sounded like on Monday, and that you were going to have calls with people on Sunday. Here's my surprise. We as the community beg, plead, post, we write public comments, we beg the board and the staff and you, Fadi, to ensure that the meetings are developed well enough ahead of time that we can work with communities of stakeholders and prepare them to attend and to participate productively. So we're coming into Singapore. I hear certain statements. I'll evaluate them on my own about how I assess them, that this was sprung on ICANN. But then I see a statement that said you always intended to have calls on Sunday. So there was clearly, this is a very important announcement, and it deserves attention. But the rest of the work of ICANN deserves attention. And we're going to be left scrambling as community leaders to brief members and to prioritize how we make sure that the rest of the work that is about what ICANN should be doing, not just this important work, but the rest of the work is fully attended to. So here comes my question. The cross-community working group came from the community. We've done a lot of work as the cross-community working group. I suspect the two co-chairs, Olivia and Rafiq, are both on the call, and many members are. We asked for a meaningful time slot. We worked on submissions into NetMundell, and now I think we're probably in the pile of things that's going to get reoriented and refocused. And I'd like to ask your thoughts on how we ensure that bottom-up activities, such as the cross-community working group, don't actually get totally lost as new speeded up priorities, as important as they are, come forward.
Thank you, Marilyn. Thank you. So just a couple of comments. First, on your last point, the cross-community working group will have its slot exactly as was planned on a very prominent day on Monday. So no change there unless you heard otherwise. I'm not aware of it. So no change in that. Number two, we did not know for a fact when it will be. In fact, about 7 days ago, it was not going to be for 6 months. So just to be clear with you, that date kept shifting, and it wasn't even under the control of the folks we were talking to. There were people in other places, including in the White House, very involved in setting that date, and it was being managed by them given the global geopolitical kind of news environment. So we had no idea when it will happen. It kept shifting. Then it was potentially Monday. Then it was, we're not sure anymore. So please appreciate that this is something that was not in our control. At some point, we were saying, okay, we have to inform those who need to be informed. And first, we have to get permission to do that, by the way. So it was not entirely in my hand when we could inform people, even within the staff and the board. Many people did not know till hours ago because we were not permitted. So not something in my control. I hope you appreciate that. You've lived in Washington for a while, so you appreciate how these agendas work. But moving forward, what is very, very important, and I will count on you, Marilyn, for that, because I know you can make this happen. We need to energize our community. This is the moment when we are being asked to continue the tradition of coming together and of showing the world that we can, that we actually can coalesce and build these mechanisms, as we've done before, to serve the global community. And I know, especially for you, your ability to bring people from the edges of this planet into the process is nearly unparalleled, and I'm going to count on you to help us in that, because without this, we will again have a process that is not inclusive of everyone. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. The next question, operator.
And next we have Mr. Mike O'Connor. So your line is open.
Hi, all. It's Mikey O'Connor here. And
hello, Mikey.
Hi, Fadi. This is all quite a bit above my pay grade, but I thought I would throw in sort of a practical comment, which is, first of all, amazing news, a great day, very exciting. And I don't imagine I'll be terribly involved, but to the extent that I can help, I'm happy to do that. My observation for those who do this is twofold. First, treat this like a project, and as a result, make sure that the charter for the team that does this work, this really important work, that the charter is really good and really well defined in advance. And the other is sort of the opposite, which is while this project is going on, all the ongoing functions of ICANN, all the other things that go on forever, the constituency, stakeholder groups, the administration, et cetera, is already quite busy. And one of the things I think you, Fadi, as the CEO could do is help by thinning the agenda just a little bit. We've got an awful lot of things running simultaneously here. And to the extent that you could point us at some things that we could take off the list to free up the cycles to do this work, not so much people like me at the bottom, but, you know, others. I'm concerned right now that there's so much going on that people are going to find it really hard to focus. And I think right now is a really great opportunity both to move this agenda forward and to focus just a little bit all the other stuff that's going on. Thanks a lot.
Steve, I'll invite you to help me here ensure that we strike that balance that Mikey's asking for. But I will start by saying, first of all, Mikey, you say, you know, this is above whatever grade. But let me tell you, of our community members, you have put more in my ear about the importance of working groups than anyone, period. And it has opened my eyes to the importance of working that way as opposed to the ways I come from. And so I thank you for that. And this is a time you need to keep doing this with me and with everyone here to remind us that this is how our community works and where we need to invest. So your contribution is important, and please keep it coming. In terms of your question about prioritization, I agree with you. My engine is overheating. Our staff's engine is overheating. Our board's engine is overheating. And God knows our volunteers who give their time, like you and Marilyn and many others, your engines are overheating. There's just so much we can all handle. And the agenda is quite loaded right now. I see the agenda breaking into three big circles, and I'll talk about these in Singapore. You have, of course, as you said, the core ICANN administration operation functions, you know, the core job we have to do every day to keep ICANN, the trains on time. There is a second circle of activities that was started in the summer of last year related to global internet governance. And again, in that particular circle, we've been now engaged and we've been pulled into areas of engagement that frankly are beyond ICANN's core role, but we did them to protect ICANN, as I described before. But it has put a major load on us as a community to participate in a much bigger debate, like the one in Brazil, for example, much bigger than ICANN. And we are investing and working hard to ensure that that new environment is growing and happening in a way that that mimics the principles and is based on the open principles of ICANN. And then the third big circle that just opened up to all of us is the circle related to the ICANN globalization activities. And we see now that the first one of these five globalization tracks that the board had outlined a few weeks ago, as Olivier reminded us, is now burst completely in the open. And it will require a lot of effort. So you have three major sets of activities that I second what you said. It is a lot on our plate. Having said this, I must tell you that a good, focused management, broad participation, and prioritization is something we need to do together. You asked me to point to places, but really I'm going to Singapore largely to listen to all of us, to all of our community members, our leaders, the SOAC leaders are meeting me tomorrow again, so we can go over this together and say, and then we all need to prioritize and frankly divide a little bit our efforts between the various tracks where we can most contribute. Unfortunately, I don't see which of these things, and I can't pick. I remember in the movie Amadeus when the king, the emperor of Austria told young Amadeus, he said that he loved the opera, but there were too many notes. And then young Amadeus told him, well, exactly which notes would you like me to remove, sire? There's just so much that is on the table, but we also have to be careful not to upset this important symphony we're building in order to build a great future for ICANN and for the Internet users who benefit from our work. We'll work on it together, Mikey. You have my word, and I'm looking forward to see you there. Steve, you're my wisdom. Do you have ways to help me and Mikey here so that we can give the community some comfort?
Well, I think the point you've emphasized is that it does actually have to be inclusive. So it's not above anybody's pay grade. It is a very large amount of work that we have in front of us. Your point about the symphony, I think, is spot on. The work on the IANA arrangements in particular is going to be one of the main focal points. But as Marilyn emphasized, there is our regular ongoing work, and that we must not take our eye off that ball. And then there is the globalization of ICANN overall. And then also we have this larger drama unfolding with Brazil and general issues of Internet governance. So that's a pretty full spectrum of things and more than enough to keep everybody busy.
Thank you, Mikey.
Thank you for the question and response. Operator, the next question, please.
Yes, our next question comes from Mr. Norris Ganobin. So your line is open.
Hello, Steve and Fadi. My name is Wolf Knobin, and I'm also from the GNSO. And my question and comment goes a little bit in that direction, which Marilyn and Mikey already were talking about. It is about this process. So from the NTIA announcement, I see at the end a kind of deadline for this process, which means September 2015, ending the existing suppression contract, IANA contract. That's what I understand. That is a kind of deadline set. So I would like to know how you see this, Fadi, in light of establishing the process and going through all this community debate right now. You know, as we all know, so that processing and process establishing takes a lot of time, a lot of debates within ICANN, and under these auspices with this deadline, it's a relatively short time. In this respect, I have the question and I have a suggestion. It would be really helpful, I think, so to see something already in Singapore, a kind of, let me say, really rough structured draft with regards to that process, a structured idea which must come, I would say, from ICANN staff at the beginning, just as a very rough basis for discussion, rather than just that you come to Singapore just for listening and starting, let me say, like you did in Buenos Aires, starting a new OneNet platform. I wouldn't like to go through that horrible process as OneNet did from Buenos Aires to start and to find a structure in that debate. So it would be very helpful, I would say, that if a structure could be put up and then just for debate in Singapore. My question is that possible? Thank you.
Wolf, you make some good points. Fadi, you've been closer to the interactions with NTIA, and the specific point that Wolf raises is this quote deadline related to the contract. Perhaps you could speak to that, and then I'd like to say a word or two about the process, because I think Wolf makes some very good points, and yet there is a bit more nuance to add to that.
Thank you, Steve. Wolf, you are right that we cannot just go into a complete blank sheet and hope that 1,000 people and potentially thousands remotely participating will be able to draw a picture in a few hours on Monday. You are right. So we've been working hard to find a balance between leaving that canvas completely white and putting some edges, because we want to respect to the utmost that this process is built bottom-up. Remember, there's a very delicate request here by NTIA that to ensure that the process by which this is all done is completely bottom-up. So we've been discussing with them, you know, how to ensure that we put enough so we can be successful, but not too much. So if you go to, for example, our website right now, on the front page with the announcement of this, you will find a very clear link that says public consultation processes. And if you click on that link, you'll find, I think, a page of information that gives you some background on the process of consultation. It provides very clear dates of activities that need to happen. And so there is a minimum amount of framework, so this is not completely, open for, frankly, potential derailment. Now, one last comment on the date. The U.S. government, in their announcement, did not use the date as some kind of a finality date. They said, look, the contract naturally expires in September 2015, and so it'd be good, you know, if we can move forward towards readiness, because remember, there is readiness on multiple fronts. There is readiness on the accountability mechanisms that will ensure that ICANN performs its functions. There's also operational readiness on the root zone management activity that needs to be also revised, because today the U.S. government has a specific role when we manage the root zone. That role will go away, so we need to operationally replace that, and there's work to do that. So there are pieces that need to be done, but there is no curtain closing on the 15 on September 2015 that would force us to do the wrong thing. We will work with the U.S. government. It is clearly their intent to ensure that we do this bottom-up, we do it calmly, we do it well, and when we're ready, we will, and if it needs an extra month or two or three after that date, we will have it in order to ensure that we do not jeopardize the process or take away from its legitimacy or certainly affect the security and stability of all these systems. Steve?
Thank you. So, with respect to the date, that's a natural date, but it's not the only possible date. But I understand that that looms as a specific sort of milestone or signpost in the process. The delicate aspect, which Fadi covered very, very well, and I want to emphasize, is that there is this balance between having a vacuum, which needs to be filled on the one hand, and saying too much and making it look like we're trying to control the process as opposed to having it be truly engaging and inclusive, bottoms-up, multi-stakeholder approach. And it is vital that the community be fully engaged. My own thinking is that there is a kind of common sense generic path forward, which in my mind comes out to be the following. We're going to have a period, I don't know how long it'll be, I don't know exactly what the form will be, but fundamentally two key things I think need to emerge. One is a set of principles, and the other is a set of issues or problems to be solved. I think we will hear many voices. I think that the ideas will be expressed in many different ways. But at the end of the day, we should be able to extract from that dialogue, as I said, a handful of principles and a specific set of issues or problems to be dealt with. Then intermixed with that, but I think emerging as the primary focus in subsequently, will be a candidate mechanisms or arrangements that will be the replacement of the U.S. government's role. And the test for those arrangements will, of course, be to what extent do they adhere to the principles and to what extent do they address the issues or solve the problems that have been identified. And I expect that there will be quite a lot of diversity in those proposed solutions. And one way or another, we'll settle on how to move forward. When we have made those decisions, and we'll make those decisions, of course, as a community, the implementation begins. We have to put the mechanisms in place, and we have to get them up and running and working to the satisfaction or and observation of everybody. And all of that is a precursor to the actual transition. So you can compute your own timelines for these things, but it does suggest that the dialogue has to proceed briskly and that the ideas should be put forth on the table as quickly as possible and that we shouldn't take too much time to get the basic shape of what we want to accomplish.
Thank you very much. We have about a little less than 10 minutes left. We have a few more people in the queue. Operator, the next question.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Mr. Khaled Patel. Sir, your line is open.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, Fadi. Good morning, Steve.
Hello, Khaled. Hi.
First of all, Fadi, I think congratulations are in order for your effort. I don't think the U.S. government's announcement of this transition could have taken place had they not felt the tremendous trust in your stewardship in leading this transition. So I think congratulations are in order. However, I think celebrations are a bit too premature. The thought that I have in mind and the questions will follow is as follows. This is momentous, and it's an opportunity that cannot be squandered. As you probably recall, Steve will also recall, and many in the internet community will recall, how long I have actually tried to be a critical, I was vocal and critical of the oversight of the internet through just a single country, and always believed transition to an international community, and not an intergovernmental, which is as the NTIA referred to, is key. Now, here's where I would like to highlight what needs to be looked at very, very distinctly. One, currently half of the internet is in Asia. The users of the internet of the world are in Asia. The next multi-billion internet users will come from emerging markets and emerging economies, and they are citizens of other countries. what is key for this process to actually develop and become legitimate to ensure the buy-in of these future and current internet users is it needs to be highly transparent, highly democratic, very representative. And at the heart of that, I believe we need to revisit the OFAC and the FDN list, which is a part of U.S. laws that governs the new GTLDs and governs also the new Internet that we operate under. It is fundamental for people to see that this is not just a an attempt to offset the NSA's spying scandal, the Snowden revelations, and the damage to trust in the multi-stakeholder model, and becomes only seen as an attempt. We have a great opportunity, I think, in making sure that this actually becomes something very, very substantial to ensure the buy-in of the billions of internet users around the world. That's my take. Over to you.
Thank you, Khaled. Thank you. Indeed, you said it, but I will say it as well. You know, you get the credit for a voice, you know, sometimes a voice in the desert for some, but for many of us who hear you, you've been a very strong voice that has proposed for a long time that some of these events we are watching happen, and they are happening now. But you're absolutely right that this is the beginning, not the end. And in a way, you've answered Olivier Crépin-Leblanc earlier when he asked, okay, so what happens to these five advisory teams that we created? This is just the beginning, and we need all the community activity now to focus on these five areas that address some of what you brought up. How do we carry on in truly globalizing ICANN at every level? Our legal structure, our policy structure, our government structure, our affirmation of commitments, all these things need to be addressed. We cannot just stop here. This train has left the station. And I look to you and to all the leaders in our community who for a long time have been waiting for that opening. This is the opening. Let's just start working together and advance this. It is not my job. It is our job. And I look forward to work with you on that.
Thank you. Operator, the next question.
Mr. Oliver Crépin-Leblanc, your line is open.
Thank you very much. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Hi.
Hello again. So I've got another question, and also with regards to what gets affected with all of these new developments. And the question relates to both the affirmation of commitments and to the ATRT process. How are these affected by these latest developments?
Steve, do you want to address this, or should?
Sure, Olivier. Thank you. The affirmation of commitments remains the bedrock of our commitment to the community. It's written as a bilateral arrangement with the U.S. government, but it was always intended, and we treat it as a broad-scale commitment to the community. As you know, the affirmation of commitments calls for four reviews on a periodic basis. The lead of those reviews, the first among the equals, if you will, is the Accountability and Transparency Review of the ATRT. We are well into the second round of that review. Recommendations have been received from the review team, and we are now processing those reviews, doing careful evaluation and assessment, and we will respond in due course within the allotted time as part of that. That whole process is absolutely fundamental and continues without change, or if there is any change, it'll come through not through the process of figuring out the oversight of the IANA process, but as part of the evolution of ICANN as a whole, and will go in the direction of strengthening, not weakening, those reviews.
I couldn't agree more with Steve. In fact, to put my color on it, I would say, Olivier, what just occurred makes the ATRT and the AOC even more important now. If we do not show the world our deep and continued commitment and how we're going to bring this whole community to engage in the mechanics of accountability, then we fail. So whilst we're going to be talking about accountability mechanisms to replace the particular U.S. stewardship role, our other accountability mechanisms, which are here and are working, and we now got some significant recommendations, must be embraced with vigor, with commitment, unparalleled, because everyone will be watching us on all fronts now, especially when it comes to our accountability. Specifically on the AOC, recall one of the five advisory groups that is going to start discussions in Singapore will look at the AOC. I mean, clearly, to be clear, and I'm sure the community knows this, our AOC document is a commitment to the world. It is not a commitment to the U.S. government. It is designed to be our commitment to the world, to all stakeholders. Now, if through the course of history it was signed between us and the U.S. government due to the relationship, the unique involvement of the U.S. in these processes, that may be something that has to evolve to become a more globalized document, a more globalized set of commitments. And we have an advisory group focused on that. So let's engage, let's talk about this, let's figure out how to do this. But I also want to keep in the back of my mind Mikey's voice that we should be cautious into how many things we try to go after at the same time. Let's be careful. Let's prioritize. Let's put. Let's ensure that we are all focusing on the right things at the right time so that we can get through this important phase together. Thank you, Olivier.
Thank you. We're running a little over time. We'll have what time for one last question and then any closing remarks by Fadi or Steve. Operator, the last question, please.
And our next question comes from Mr. Evan Lebovich. So your line is open.
Thanks a lot, Fadi. And over from the triangle section of ICANN, which is the ALAC, we do our stuff in multiple languages, interpreted. I'm hoping, given the nature of the evolution that is being envisioned, that starting with this teleconference, with this session, that you're going to do interpretation into multi-languages and give even more attention to taking the work that's being done going forward, making it multilingual, and taking extra effort to reach outside the usual suspects in really envisioning what this needs to be. I think a big step in that is going to be making ICANN far more multilingual than it is right now. Thanks.
Thank you, Evan. And you know how committed I am to this. One of my small chagrins yesterday in the midst of all these announcements was because we were surprised. We did not have a lot of the materials in multiple languages, but our team has been working overnight through the night to get a lot of our even press releases and all these things ready in multiple languages, and but you're talking about something bigger than that. You're talking about, you know, embracing as a whole, as a community, the multilingualism that then leads to multiculturalism and multi and inclusive participation. And I'm with you on that. You know how expensive this is to do, but we need to do it. This is central to globalizing ICANN. Not just the contracts and the agreements, it's really also our posture. So I'm a fan there, and let's keep working together on investing in that area. David, I want to thank you for moderating this call. I will just say a couple of words and then hand it back to our chairman, Steve Crocker, simply once again to
I want to thank the community for getting us here, and I want to assure you that in the days and weeks and months ahead, I'll be working diligently with you. As far as I can and as best as I can, bottom up, so that we can all be one in showing the world who we are. This is our moment. This is our moment. The ICANN community is going to be very closely watched, and I'm confident, I am really confident that we will rise to the occasion and not focus on the small things, but actually focus on the big strategic directions that will set the course for the future for the ICANN community and this work. So I'm counting on you. I'll be working with you. I'm humbled by this moment. I'm sure we all feel the same. Let us just make it a springboard for an even higher place for all of us. So I thank you for that very much, and I look forward to see every one of you in Singapore, I hope. Steve?
Thank you, Fadi. A couple of things. First of all, just to add to the response to Evan on multilingualism, one of the panels, Fadi, that you convened, led by Beth Novick, looks at additional mechanisms and improvements in mechanisms for running complicated organizations like ICANN, and certainly how to support and facilitate participation by a linguistically diverse community is one of the challenges, and perhaps we will have some improvements and some breakthroughs there. But Evan, it remains very much on our minds and is one of the money threads that we try to pursue. With respect to the focus of today's call, this is, as has been said already, an historic moment. I want to highlight the enormous amount of effort and the incredible amount of skill and and the words fail me, but watching Fadi has been one of the real treats in my professional life, as well as having made a close personal friend in the process. But the orchestration and handling of a myriad of very delicate issues has been very masterful. And I consider myself fortunate, and on behalf of the community, I think we're all very fortunate for the leadership. And he will be quick to say, but it's not just him. We have a really all-star team that has functioned at superlative levels and with unflagging energy. So this has been one of the really excellent efforts that I've ever had the privilege of being involved in. This is, as we said, not an end point. It is a significant milestone along the way, and it is really the beginning of now what will be a very vigorous and engaging process for everybody. Thank you.
I'd like to thank all members of the community for their participation. Thank you, Steve Crocker. Thank you, Fadi Shahadi, for your comments and answers. We will be posting the transcript and the recording hopefully early next week, and we'll also put that into translation so that people can have it in the six UN languages. With that, I'd like to thank everyone and see everyone safe travels to Singapore.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That concludes today's conference call. Thank you for participating. You may disconnect at this time.